Jesus called for his 12 disciples to come to him. He gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every illness and sickness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First are Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. Then come James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Next are Philip and Bartholomew, and also Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. Two more are James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. The last are Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot. Judas is the one who was later going to hand Jesus over to his enemies. Jesus sent these 12 out with the following orders.
Do not go among those who aren't Jews. Do not enter any town of the Samaritans. Instead, go to the people of Israel. They are like sheep that have become lost. As you go, preach this message: the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal those who are sick. Bring those who are dead back to life. Make those who have skin diseases clean again. Drive out demons. You have received freely, so give freely. Do not take along any gold, silver, or copper in your belts. Do not take a bag for the journey. Do not take extra clothes or sandals or walking sticks. A worker should be given what he needs. When you enter a town or village, look for someone who is willing to welcome you. Stay at that person's house until you leave. As you enter the home, greet those who live there. If that home welcomes you, give it your blessing of peace. If it does not, don't bless it. Some people may not welcome you or listen to your words. If they don't, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. What I'm about to tell you is true. On Judgment Day, it will be easier for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves, so be as wise as snakes and as harmless as doves. Watch out, men will hand you over to the local courts. They will whip you in their synagogues. You will be brought to governors and kings because of me. You will be witnesses to them and to those who aren't Jews. But when they arrest you, don't worry about what you will say or how you will say it. At that time, you will be given the right words to say. It will not be you speaking. The Spirit of your Father will be speaking through you. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but can't kill the soul. Instead, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Aren't two sparrows sold for only a penny? But not one of them falls to the ground without your Father knowing it. He even counts every hair on your head. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.